preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field.
You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon on January 30th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your live host, just barely alive. I'm kidding. It's nice and warm in here. You know, of course, you know this from your own experiences. If it's cold, cold, cold outside, it doesn't mean it's cold inside. My house is the same temperature as yours and just as comfortable. However, last night outside here in North Dakota, it got to minus 38 degrees. And I was working with some things outside that were made of plastic, kind of rubberized plastic. And I tried moving them around a little bit, and I noticed they didn't move. So I thought, you know what? I better take those inside and warm them up before I bend those plastic things, because I had this definite sense, I'm sure it would have happened, that these things that bend easily at normal temperatures would have just snapped off and been broken in my hands. So the minus 38 degrees last night, and that's without the wind chill. If you a breeze kicks up and you're looking at a 20-mile-an-hour wind, you're looking at minus 60 degrees is how it feels. Anyway, so the this is definitely the bottom of winter. So this is what you expect up here, and it's what, well, this is the coldest I've ever experienced up here. It's not, you don't expect this cold, and in any event, we can have fun with this. The president is having fun with it. This global warming crisis that we're having here, and I love how the president's treating it. The please, global warming, where are you? Where are you when we need you? And of course, the global warming thing is a hoax, like everything else about the left. You know, I say that hypocrisy is the left's middle name, their middle initial H. They should also have the middle initial L for liar. Or lying. They, global warming, as is everything else. I mean, from stem to stern, A to Z, everything about the left is based on lying. Think about it. I watched Tucker Carlson tonight during his show, having great difficulty getting a defender of abortion all the way up to the delivery. He couldn't get this person to admit or say or even contemplate if there's anything wrong. Apparently there's a law or a proposed law in Virginia. Yes, a proposed law in Virginia, which would allow the abortion of a baby after delivery. Yes, that's right. You heard that right. After the baby is born. You know, fully healthy baby born. It's there, you know, in his swaddling clothes. And they are proposing that if the mother wants to do it, kill it. Wow. Wow. But everything about the left is lying. In the question of abortion, they're lying. You know, the question to contemplate there is, with all this discussion of, you know, the mother's right to choose, etc. Well, what about the other person in that deal? What other person? You know, the baby. Oh, you mean the fetus? No, I mean the baby. They won't even think about it. What about, you know, the baby at, 6 months? Hang on just a second here. They won't even contemplate. They don't want to look. They get offended if I know I used to do this. I used to this many years ago. I think I was how old was I? This is over 50 years ago for the John Birch Society. I used to give lectures. Too pretentious to call it a lecture. I would give a talk about abortion at middle schools. Isn't it? How the world has changed. I don't think you could do that today. Somebody from the John Birch Society giving a talk about abortion to middle school students. We called them junior highs back then. But they, you know, the sort of thing, you bring in displays and so on, pictures and so on. And they don't want to allow such things. Such images are offensive to them. The picture of a baby sucking its thumb, this sort of thing. The heartbeat and all of that. Anyway, so here we are. We're in the middle. Let's see, what can we talk about tonight? I want to talk about an important book that's come out. Let me get up to that book. New book for me. I'm going to order it as soon as the show ends. And that book is Obstruction of Justice. That's the title, Obstruction of Justice. And on the cover are pictures of the faces of Nancy Pelosi, Jeff Sessions. Wow. I wonder how he... That's interesting. I think it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then there's another person on there. And his face is kind of obscured, so I don't know who the fourth person is. Anyway, how the deep state risked national security to protect the Democrats. And this is by a new author to me, Luke Rosiak, Rosiak. Investigative reporter Luke Rosiak is being hailed as, quote, one of the smartest, most diligent reporters in Washington. That's Tucker Carlson said that about him. And a bulldog, Dana Lash said that, for uncovering, quote, what is possibly the largest scandal and cover-up in the history of the United States House of Representatives, unquote. And that's a quote from Newt Gingrich. And the what's amazing, what I thought of, I watched Rosiak being interviewed today. I'm trying to remember who was interviewing him. It was somebody on Fox. How do I know it was somebody on Fox? Because that's all I watch. So if I was watching, you could get the syllogism here. I only watch Fox. Premise one. Premise two, I'm watching television. Therefore, I'm watching Fox. Minor premise, I'm watching television. So the it was somebody on Fox. And here it says... it's selling like hotcakes. I don't know if it's because of the Fox interview, but what struck me as I was listening to this fellow, Luke Rosiak, he wrote the book on his own. He's a one-man team. And he came up with, the contrast came to my mind. We have Robert Mueller, who has spent, does anybody know what the current lying, of course they're lying as to how much money they've spent. But it's probably $50 million, something like that, with scores of highly paid people. But what's his face? Robert Mueller, Barry Abob, he hasn't come up with anything that's in this book, Obstruction of Justice, about the real story of obstruction of justice. This one guy has out-investigated Robert Mueller. Of course, now that's, obviously Robert Mueller, to everyone listening to my words. All of you know that Robert Mueller is not in the game to investigate. He's in the game to cover up. He's an anti-investigator. He's in the world of physics. He would be anti-matter. Any fact that comes into his vicinity is self-destructs by contact with Robert Mueller. It says, in the heat of the 2016 election, an unvetted Pakistani national with a proclivity for blackmail gained access to the computer files of 1 in 5 Democrats in the House of Representatives. He and his family lifted data off the House network, stole the identity of an intelligence specialist, and sent congressional electronic equipment to foreign officials. And that was only the beginning. Rather than protect national security, Congress, and that's Nancy Pelosi first and foremost, the author gets into it, and the Justice Department schemed to cover up a politically inconvenient hack and an underlying fraud on Capitol Hill involving dozens of Democrats' offices. Evidence disappeared, witnesses were threatened, and the supposed watchdogs in the media turned a blind eye. Combining tenacious investigative reporting and high-tech investigative techniques, Luke Rosiak began ferreting out the truth and found himself face-to-face with the deep state, observing how Nancy Pelosi's Democrats manipulated the Department of Justice, the media, and even Republican leadership, as in Paul Ryan, to sabotage the investigation into what Newt Gingrich calls possibly the biggest congressional scandal in history. So we'll go into that book a little bit here tonight, Obstruction of Justice. Of course, I discovered, or I became aware of, no discovery on my part, another tremendous book, which I've ordered, Sidney Powell, and another genius right-winger, patriot, great person, Sidney Powell. She has written a book entitled Licensed to Lie. Excuse me, let me, yes, Licensed to Lie. And that's in the one of the top books on Amazon. Obstruction of Justice, I'm happy to report, is also at the very top of Amazon. When you eliminate the diet books and the kiddie books and the feel-good books, actual substantial books, these two books are at the top, Obstruction of Justice and Licensed to Lie by Sidney Powell. So that's pretty exciting stuff. Licensed to Lie tonight. It was number one, number seven, I think, in books, is now number 21, but it's number one in government, one in United States history, and one in legal history. And Obstruction of Justice is tonight, as we speak, it is number seven overall in books. That means that without even looking at the top 100, I know what that means, that only Michelle Obama's magnum opus, her brilliant book, which I have not, I've denied myself the treat of reading this book. What's the title of her book? It's Becoming. Becoming. Yes, Michelle, what are you becoming? What have you become? that's number one. You know, there ought to be, like, everybody who buys that book, well, whatever. But the this book by Mr. Rosiak is number one in conservatism and liberalism category, number one in corruption and misconduct, and number one in legislative branch, United States. So there you go. That's pretty good. If you want to call into the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It finally happened. It finally happened. I knew it was going to happen one of these days. I have said this phone number so many times that it blanked out of my mind. I know 9443. Is it 31? Help me, folks. Is it 313-9443? I think it is. It finally, I know, I could feel it coming. I knew it was going to happen. Anyway, I should write it on the wall here somewhere. Anyway, you can call in and talk about these things and other things that are on the agenda right now. Is something that's a big for all of us right now is the showdown at the OK Corral with Donald Trump having given the demon rats and the rhinos 21 days. Yes, 21 days. To 21 days to come up with a security on the border. And he has said, remember he tweeted, he said, I give it less than a 50-50 chance that these people will come up with anything I can sign. And so on February 15th, I remember Tom Holman and who, oh my gosh, another name just left me for a moment. But Tom Holman, the former director of Border Patrol, with six different presidents, he said, "We're going to come back on your show, Lou Dobbs, on February 15th, and you're going to be less worried about the president, and you're going to see he is going to deliver on very probably a declaration of national emergency." So that's that showdown at the high noon at the OK Corral. That's coming up. And interestingly, they had their meeting, these demon rats and the rhinos in the group of people that are supposed to come up with a proposal between Democrats and Republicans, House and Senate. And the report today is that they didn't do any negotiating or looking for solutions. They all just gave speeches. Why am I not surprised? Anyway, let's see what other stories can we throw on the fire here. But while I'm looking around, let's see if Chris in Las Vegas has got a story for us. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, thank you so very, very much, James. I have to note with particularity the book Obstruction of Justice by your friend is obviously well-timed, goes right along with Sidney Powell's book, License to Lie. When our so-called criminal justice system, Department of Justice, becomes the Department of Injustice, they become criminals, they become obstructing justice, stonewalling and not revealing, it tells you that they're hiding criminality of being extremely politically biased, political hacks, if you will. And they are certainly obstructing justice. In fact, I think that Mr. Mueller, in his Nest Ligation that goes along with his name, Mueller, is really stealing money from the American people by violating the waste, fraud, and abuse, because he's egregiously and justly enriching himself and some of his cronies there, like Andrew Weissman, the pitbull hitman, co-hitman of Mueller's, who has taken out many different things, much like Enron and Arthur Anderson Company and others.
Oh, and by the way, Chris, in the course of doing all those nasty things, Robert Mueller and Andy Weissman and James Comey have gotten fabulously, mysteriously wealthy with hundreds of millions of dollars. Very interesting how you make that kind of money working as a public servant. Go ahead.
Well, I think you'd have to chalk that up to felony criminal conversion of the people's tax dollars to their own private interest, because they did a fraudulent, fake invest ligation. They didn't really look at the crimes before them that were before their names as they were involved in, like Rosatom and Uranium One and delivering the yellow cake to Russia as part of the actual Russian conspiracy to destroy this country and to empower our so-called enemies, although I'm not convinced that Russia is really an enemy of America. They seem to be more Christian than we are these days with the carryings-on of the Clinton cabal and Podestas and Weinbergs and James Elefantes and all the other sycophants and pedophiles that are on the Democrat Party. They have truly become the party of demons, for sure.
Yeah, well said. And I like what you say about Luke Rosiak. This is a new name for me, so I'll have to get used to it. He's a young guy, and this book is great because it especially targets Nancy Pelosi and really exposes her criminality. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Chris. Stay with us.
Sure.
Circling skies, turn tight and twist and just an earthbound distance.
Pressure set. Mixtures bridge. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you, I was reading here. I don't have a copy of this book, so I was reading. You know, you can look in the book a little online. And I was reading the preface to it by Newt Gingrich. And this is new, folks. This is another huge scandal around the demon rats and the rhinos. And this is big. This is really big. I'll read you a few words that give you an idea of the size of it. Let me go to Newt Gingrich writes, I am delighted to write this forward for Luke Rosiak. That's R-O-S-I-A-K. Remember that name. It's going to become important to you. Luke Rosiak's remarkable book, Obstruction of Justice, which exposes corruption and a cover-up by the United States House of Representatives. Now, remember, this is a story that's new. It's another incredible story of corruption, but it has the same corrupt people in it. President Trump wrote, the Democrat IT scandal is a key to much of the corruption we see today, unquote. Gingrich writes, this book shows how right he is. In fact, it exposes three different parallel scandals. The actual one, the actual alleged illegalities involving Democratic members of the House of Representatives, including the system that IT aide Imran Awan. Now, you've never heard that name, I'll bet. I've never heard of it. Imran Awan, I-M-R-A-N, and Awan. his last name, A-W-A-N. Brand new name. And why have we never heard this name? Well, because the fake news media have been covering this guy's ass for several years. They don't want you to hear that name. And I'll read more. And his associates created for stealing money, equipment, and potentially information from the House. Not potentially. You can take that adverb out of there. Two, the failure of the Republican leadership to investigate this. And three, the failure of the liberal media to cover it. All three scandals would have remained hidden if it was not for the remarkable, persistent, and courageous work of one reporter, Luke Roziak. Isn't that amazing how so many things are the result of one person's determination? Newt Gingrich writes, when I first noticed Luke's stories, he was writing stories, he was reporting about this, I thought they made interesting assertions, but were not part of a particularly big scandal. The facts seemed so improbable. More than 40 Democratic House members involved, the former chair of the Democratic National Committee, protecting the alleged crooks less than a year after the DNC offices had been hacked under her watch. Remember the DNC server with, what's her name, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton's bosom buddy? The loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment and possibly millions in wages for no-show work. A former McDonald's manager being paid by House Democrats as an IT specialist. Five Pakistanis led by Imran Awan. The list went on and on. He says, and then he says, but they kept piling up. And he said, getting down here, he finally said, what finally convinced me to take this scandal seriously was Luke's persistent hard work that produced a steady and consistent drumbeat of new fact-based stories with reputable sources. I asked my team at Gingrich Productions to pull together all of Luke's articles, and I shared them with former House members who had been part of the majority when I was Speaker. And then so he shared these with Bob Livingston. He was shocked. He shared them with Congressman Bob Walker. He was shocked. He shared them with the great Texas Congressman, Louis Gohmert, shocked. And then Gohmert wrote back to Gingrich, Imran Awan seems to have been at the center of what was likely the biggest scandal in congressional history. And if you know Louis Gohmert, folks, I mean, that guy, Louis Gohmert is 24 karat gold. He is the real deal. He's a patriot just like you. And he says, this is likely the biggest scandal in congressional history. That covers a lot of territory, but you've never heard of it. And if you haven't heard of it, guess what? It doesn't exist. It didn't happen. That's the whole point of 1984. If you're not apprised of something, if you don't know anything about it, it never happened. On the other hand, and then the obverse is true too. The reverse, you're into numismatics, something that didn't happen, that's reported on nonstop, like Russiagate, takes on reality. It really happened. Russiagate really happened. People are talking about it all the time. Therefore, it happened. And at the center of it is the person who's being talked about all the time, Donald Trump. Then Louis Gohmert says, now, Gingrich says, every American, well, all you Americans out there, stick around and we'll finish Newt Gingrich's appraisal right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, we're back, folks. Chris in Las Vegas is with us. And I guess I'm familiarizing our audience here with a new book. I'm going to be getting my copy, and I'll talk about it in the show. But we're just going through the preface here to the book by Newt Gingrich, who apparently had a big hand in it getting written, because he came to discover this. Investigative reporter Luke Rosiak realized that he was onto an incredible story. Let me finish how big this story is. Let me finish the appraisal here by, he says, here are the facts. There was a familial syndicate of five Pakistanis offering IT services to one-fifth of the House Democratic Party. Oh, I'm going to skip some of this. I'm going to go down here to more of a summarization. Luke Rosiak, writes Newt Gingrich, captures this entire disaster in two brutally honest paragraphs. So now you're listening to the prose of Luke Rosiak. In two brutally honest paragraphs. This is not a partisan book, he writes. What it exposes is the Uniparty, a core of entrenched establishment career politicians and bureaucrats whose overriding goal is to preserve their power and the status quo. Establishment Republicans might be more embarrassed by this book than Democrats. The Democrats portrayed here are scheming, dishonest, and cutthroat. But at least they are good at it. They work with their allies in the media and the bureaucracy to accomplish their self-serving goals with Machiavellian precision. The Republicans, meanwhile, are apathetic, myopic, gullible, and cowardly. Wow. And then, here's what Newt Gingrich writes. Based on Luke's reporting, I knew that House members staffed the Awan associates, remember, Imran Awan, and apparently he ran away to Pakistan. The Awan associates and others needed to be held accountable. I waited until after the 2018 election, blah, blah, blah. I wrote to the U.S. House of Representatives Inspector General Mike, Potasienski, P-T-A-S-I-E-N-S-K-I, Mike Potasienski. In my letter, I noted that, and then he gives a whole, runs through the evidence. So Gingrich has thrown down the gauntlet to the Inspector General of the House. Hey, you better investigate this. He goes into great detail, and is speaking as a former Speaker of the House. This has got some weight. He's saying, you better investigate this thing and investigate it well. And then here's what he says at the end of his letter to the Inspector General. These allegations and the accompanying investigation have been kept under such secrecy that the American people have been denied their fundamental right to know what happened, who is responsible, and what actions have been taken to ensure the fair and transparent administration of justice. The American people expect better than this. The United States Congress should be better than this. Releasing the requested documents is essential to show that the U.S. government will require every member of Congress to answer to his or her constituents and fellow citizens for his or her actions. And then he gets down to business here. He says, if you choose to deny this request, I will appeal to the House membership to pass a resolution that will make public the two documents and all additional documents that are related to the claims made against Imran Awan and his associates, investigators, and law enforcement, and the House members and staffers involved. And then Gingrich closes, I could never have written this letter outlining the scale of this scandal without the years of hard work that Luke Rosiak has put into the case. His book is a must read for everyone who wants to clean up corruption in Washington. And that would include the entire audience hearing my voice. So there you go. There's another one. There's another actual log on the fire, so to speak. And so we'll all be coming familiar with this Luke Rosiak, investigative reporter, who works for the Daily Caller and who created, as I understand it, who created the Daily Caller? Was it not Tucker Carlson? I think it was. So there you have that. Let us go to some other news here. Oh, of course. I should have some theme music that accompanies this when we shift over to this perennial favorite on this show, which is the treats and the tweets from our commander. Here he is. The last tweet from Donald Trump. Large protests all across Venezuela today against Maduro. The fight for freedom has begun. Hey, boy, did Donald Trump get this one right on Maduro. Very bold. President Trump called up Juan Guaido, the guy who's popularly, attempting to replace Maduro as president of Venezuela. He called him up. What a boost to Juan Guaido. I spoke today with Venezuelan and interim president Juan Guaido to congratulate him on his historic assumption of the presidency and reinforce strong United States support for Venezuela's fight to regain its democracy. So make Venezuela great again. Way to go, Mr. President. Here's another tweet. Dow just broke 25,000. Tremendous news. Yeah. And again, the president vindicated. Jerome Powell, this dope, who Donald Trump, you know, I mean, what Donald Trump, you know, you it's kind of a pig in a poke. He appoints Jerome Powell. He promotes him. You have to be promoted out of the membership of the Federal Reserve Board. You can't pick somebody from out of the blue. He promoted Jerome Powell to be chairman of the Federal Reserve, replacing this idiot Janet Yellen. Well, Jerome Powell immediately turns into an idiot and starts jacking up the prime rate, crushing the stock market boom and threatening the booming economy like a complete idiot. Well, today, and then Donald Trump gave him a whiplashing, a tongue lashing. You know, Donald Trump knows more economics and he's got a clearer mind on the subject than Jerome Powell, since he's functioned in the real world, where apparently Jerome Powell has never ventured. And so today, Jerome Powell put out a message saying, well, we're gonna go really cautiously. We're not going to jack up interest rates, and we're going to be very careful about doing it in the future. And the stock market exploded upwards. In other words, vindicating Donald Trump. That whole crash of the stock market precipitated by two things. First and foremost, the election of the Democrat majority in the House. That really crushed the stock market. Nancy Pelosi at the head of that. And then Jerome Powell's raising of interest rates, that also crushed the stock market. But here it comes, roaring back. So Trump notes that in one of his tweets today. Let us look here. Here's another one, another example of how difficult it is to be Donald Trump. Notice that there was an interview of all of the heads of intelligence and so on recently. I guess it was a Senator House appearance, and they all gave their opinions, their authoritative opinions on various matters, like, well, around the world. And Donald Trump took exception to a number of things being said by these people. So he tweets on the subject. He goes, the intelligence people seem to be extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran. They are wrong. When I became president, Iran was making trouble all over the Middle East and beyond. Since ending the terrible Iran nuclear deal, they are much different. But a source of potential danger and conflict. They are testing rockets last week and more, and are coming very close to the edge. Their economy is now crashing, which is the only thing holding them back. Be careful of Iran. And then, I love this. And he says to these, you see, and this is what we're learning, is that this deep state, these experts who run our country, they're a bunch of buffoons, I mean, at the best. But there's a mixture of criminals, con artists, grifters, weirdos, perverts, and they're all protecting each other. The Uniparty, as Luke Rosiak says, and the intelligence people like John Brennan, James Clapper, they are James Comey. They are all part of that syndicate. And then here's the final sentence in Trump's masterful tweet today. He says, perhaps intelligence should go back to school. Touche. He notes why he's watching Fox and Friends, from which he quotes, three separate caravans marching to our border. The numbers are tremendous. He quotes that. Here's a tweet I was looking for 15 hours ago. If the Committee of Republicans and Democrats now meeting on border security is not discussing or contemplating a wall or physical barrier, they are wasting their time! Exclamation mark. I love it. February 15th draws nigh. Let's see here. Oh, and I love this. The president wants to get the hell out of Afghanistan. Again, brilliant. And get the hell out of Syria. He says, when I became president, ISIS was out of control in Syria. And by the way, they controlled an area of Syria. Ah, now I'm forgetting the number. But it was something like the size of Kentucky. It was hundreds of thousands of square miles. Or a very large area, put it that way. About the size of an American state. They now control, I've heard two different reports. One is one single town. And another report, two single towns. And their numbers are could be as low as 1,000 people. So all these uniparty people that want you to be terrified of ISIS. Oh, and I love, you know, my favorite phrase that they use, which is such garbage. If we don't fight them there, then we'll have to fight them here. Oh, come on. How stupid do I look? If we don't fight them there, then we'll have to fight them here. Right. These Middle Easterners are going to hop on American Airlines and come on over here and set up shop in Kentucky. I don't think so. How stupid do you think we are? No, we don't need to fight them over there. And they use the same argument in Afghanistan. We do not need to fight them there or they're going to come over here. Please don't treat us like morons. Morons. When I became president, ISIS was out of control in Syria and running rampant. Since then, tremendous progress made, especially over the last 5 weeks. The caliphate will soon be destroyed. Unthinkable 2 years ago. Negotiations are proceeding well in Afghanistan after 18 years of fighting. Folks, and I got a message from the engineer here that Ken is on the line. So, Ken, we'll get to you in just a moment. After 18 years of fighting continues, but the people of Afghanistan want peace in this never-ending war. A good report there. So Trump's going to get us out of Afghanistan. But notice, folks, remember, Donald Trump has to deal with all these uniparty people, including the generals, who he will be seeing. He'll be sitting. They will be sitting in front of him at the State of the Union address this coming Tuesday, February 5th, is it? And that is going to be fabulous. He's got to deal with these people, these generals. They want to stay in every war they can cook up. They want to stay in it forever. Can you believe we've been in this war in Afghanistan for 18 years? It's cost us billions of dollars, thousands of American dead, hundreds of thousands of dead people from other countries, and it is accomplished. Now get your slide rule out, folks, so you can measure how much it's accomplished for us. 0.0 accomplishment. No benefit whatsoever. All of that life, blood, arms, limbs, eyes, and treasure sacrificed for nothing. Except ribbons on the chests of generals. Sorry, not interested. An 18-year war in Afghanistan? No. And they want to go on forever. So Donald Trump, he's got it right. Get the hell out of there. Now let's go. Let us go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you there? I think I hear you.
You hear me?
Yeah, Ken.
Hey, how about a couple cold weather tips?
Sure.
Okay. Always shut your car off when your engine is hot. I did one time, and I had to have it towed, and the plugs pulled out. Make sure that engine's hot before you shut that engine off. Number one. Number two is keep rubbing alcohol outside, you know, by the garage or someplace, if you park your car outside, that will foul out everything. Glass, windshield wipers, keys, start your car. You roll your windows down. It works like a charm.
Okay. That's a good tip. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the But, you know, one thing I like to say about, well, first of all, you steer us over to global warming. And shame on me, before I started the show, I said I better have that website up for people to give you a website. There is a great website out there, folks, on the global warming hoax that involves scientists and real minds who are aware that global warming is a hoax. What is the purpose of the hoax? Like every other lie generated by the left, the purpose is power, power, power. We'll get back to that theme. Stay with us, Ken, right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks, and thanks for tuning us in here tonight. I just want to say this on the global warming scam, which we're experiencing some of that global warming tonight all across the country. You're experiencing it wherever you may be. That the point of it is power. the point of it is the carbon tax, for example, if you can control the generation of power, natural gas, coal, oil, or anything else, nuclear power, for instance, requires the generation of power to run the nuclear plant and so on. You, with your carbon tax, you control every human activity. Anything you do, you're breathing, you're generating carbon dioxide. And this is, you know, the hoax is so complete. It's so absurd. There are things, the climate does change. We do go, for instance, through ice ages, which is more likely what we're about to face than any period of global warming. But they are caused by enormous factors like the movement of the Earth in its nearness and distance from the sun, the angle of the Earth to the sun. There are a whole bunch of factors that profoundly influence temperature on Earth. And methane gas generated by cows from eating grass is not one of those factors. Also, so everything about the global warming hoax is garbage. It's garbage science. But the purpose of it is to gain control over you, over your activities, your car, your house, your heat, your energy, your job, the company you work for. And fortunately, there are enough people. I should come back on a different show when we have time. And also, I'd like you to call in. Some of you that have really studied the global warming hoax, help us out. Give us your best sources of information, the best books out there on the subject, the best websites to stay current with. And I'll be taking notes because this is a very important thing. And it's one of the very important beauties. I'll close with this, of Donald John Trump. On this, as in so many other issues, is there any issue on which he doesn't get it? He gets it on the global warming hoax. He ain't buying. That's why he opened up our pipelines up here in North Dakota. We experienced it very directly. He opened up our oil pipelines, our gas pipelines. He said, global warming, baloney. Carbon tax, forget about it. Anwar oil up in Alaska, let's get it. Let's drill that sucker. Let's get that energy. We need it. And we have become, in 2 years, an oil exporting nation. What a change. What a difference a day makes to go from an oil needy nation at the mercy of OPEC and others, at the mercy of Venezuela, to an oil exporting nation where we can write our own ticket. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, all of you out there. We'll see you all again tomorrow night.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.